Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, this week, Netflix released the documentary Becoming. It's a glimpse of Michelle Obama's life in the White House, inspired by her autobiography. But the Obamas themselves had a hand in producing it, which raises questions about the film's independence. For more, we're joined by NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
And Eric, this documentary shows Michelle Obama grappling with who she is now that she's no longer First Lady. Let's listen.
I'm figuring out, what do I want to do? What do I care about? And it takes time to process your life and figure out what it all means. So little of who I am happened in those 8 years. So much more of who I was happened before.
This documentary was also produced by the Obamas' own production company. It really brings up questions about whether we're seeing her authentically or is this a well-polished view of her? Your thoughts?
I'd say we're seeing both, which is what's interesting. It's revealing in some ways because she's somebody who can speak very candidly, but it's also a very careful revelation. And what struck me about it is that there's no serious in-depth interview or quotes from anybody who has reasonable disagreements with her and her husband. It would have been interesting to see this documentary find a way to include that perspective that would have really made it well-rounded and given us a chance to see, you know, how does Michelle Obama, you know, answer very valid criticisms about how late they were on gay rights or, you know, this idea of respectability politics.
Let's talk a little bit, though, about the Trumps. I mean, they were mentioned in this documentary. Let's listen.
I understand the people who voted for Trump. The people who didn't vote at all, the young people, the women, that's when you think, man, people think this is a game.
And you know, this clip was shared on social media, and out of context, people were really upset because it sounded like Michelle Obama was blaming voters and not really looking deeper into why people possibly felt apathetic. Eric, do you think this documentary offers any revelations from the Obamas about our current political moment?
Well, I mean, what's interesting to me about the documentary is that she doesn't really specifically talk about the Obamas' political enemies that much. Her specific criticism was more for possible voters who didn't go to the polls. Mm-hmm. And she was very frustrated saying that she was sitting at Trump's inauguration and it felt like a slap in the face that people didn't get out and vote when he wasn't on the ballot. But there was a moment to sort of say, did we contribute to this? And it doesn't go there.
Another documentary about a first lady also dropped earlier this year, Hulu's Hillary, about former presidential nominee Hillary Clinton. Let's hear a little bit of that one.
When people say I'm not authentic, what you see is what you get. I mean, I'm sorry if I'm not, you know, brilliantly charismatic on TV, but I am the same person I've always been. And going through this gauntlet, you know, yeah, I mean, you know, you get scarred up a little bit.
The Clintons gave filmmakers this tremendous access for this series, which also raised some of these same concerns. But do you think it's fair to compare these two?
Well, I think it's inevitable that they would be compared because they're both extensive documentaries about the two most recent Democratic first ladies we've had. They have some interviews with people who are critical of the Clintons, but a lot of the major people that you might want to see here were not interviewed. No Ken Starr, no Monica Lewinsky, no Linda Tripp.
Yeah.
The director of the documentary told me that they did try to get some political enemies of the Clintons, and they asked a lot of Republicans. They were all turned down.
Oh, interesting.
What I wonder is, since the production was so closely aligned with the Clintons, you know, did that make Republicans feel like they didn't want to participate because they didn't trust that the filmmaker would be independent enough? Of course, we don't really know the answer to that. But, you know, again, this can be a problem with documentaries like this.
Yeah. These two aren't the only ones. I mean, there are quite a few documentaries that fall under this same vein right now. Taylor Swift's Miss Americana and ESPN. We're all talking about this one, The Last Dance, with Michael Jordan. If we think of this idea that a documentary is kind of like a memoir, when people are picking up a book written by someone, people still know there's a certain point of view. Do you think the public feels this way or understands this in the larger context when they're watching a documentary that, hey, these folks behind the scenes might have had a big hand in the narrative that I'm watching.
Well, I think you can make that argument for Becoming a lot more than you can make that argument about some of these other ones. You know, Hillary was a documentary that was done by an independent company. You know, The Last Dance, the Michael Jordan docuseries, again, was put together by ESPN. They needed footage that Michael Jordan controlled the access to, and they also wanted to interview Michael Jordan, who doesn't do a lot of in-depth interviews. You know, Ken Burns, the famed documentarian, has criticized The Last Dance for this. You know, so there's a lot of these ties that the consumer might not immediately be aware of when they're watching one of these things and it's presented to them as sort of an independent production.
Yeah. Well, maybe these types of conversations will give listeners and viewers that clarity for sure.
Yep, that's my job.
That's right. That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, as always. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.